You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Advocate Mary Bazou, an award-winning motivational speaker and trainer. She is also an advocate of the High Court of Lesotho. And coming to us this morning from the southern parts of Africa, Mary, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And certainly appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here today. So for starters, why have you picked perseverance as your topic today?
I tell you, it fascinates me. It fascinates me in the sense that a lot of people don't move ahead in life simply because they yield to the temptation to give up. They yield to the temptation to go for shortcuts and quick fixes. And I myself have yielded to some quick fixes, and I realized that they don't work. So that's why I'm so fascinated by this concept of persevering, even if it has.
And any critical insights you could share on building up perseverance?
Let me start off by saying that the moment you have identified something that you want to pursue as your vehicle for your business, as you are an entrepreneur, You need to persevere, and this is my description of perseverance. It's to keep on keeping on. It's to be committed to your commitments. Now, you have asked me about some critical insights on how one can build up perseverance. Let me start off with patience. You need to be patient. And I love to compare success with the process of climbing a mountain. You know, Eric, when you climb a mountain, you don't jump onto a mountain. You start with the first step, the second step, and so forth. And that's how you get to the top. You'll eventually get to the top of the mountain. And to me, that's the way success goes. It is a process. It is not an event. You start beat by beat until you get a momentum.
And that is some great information and a great example of how we can build up perseverance. Now, obviously, we have a lot of folks tuning in that are entrepreneurs, have entrepreneurial spirit, have desires to be an entrepreneur one day. What is your message to entrepreneurs here today on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network?
Before I get to the message, let me continue and give you some other critical insights, and before I even leave patience, I also love to tell people that if you are not patient, you'll end up being a patient. In other words, you curtail your ability to succeed if you're not patient. Now, I want to give you another insight into this. I talked about patience. I also want to talk about the people, because when you succeed with and amongst people, and for the benefit of people. And you need to give people a break. And when I say give them a break, I'm talking particularly those that will not support you. And what is surprising is that the people that may not support you as you are succeeding are actually people that are close to you, people that you love. And I'm saying, give them a break, because when they discourage you from doing whatever it is that you want to do, it is because they're not seeing what you are seeing. That is one of the insights that I want to give. And another issue that I need to talk about is the issue of perspective. As you succeed, somehow, somewhere, you will lose it. You will fail. And when that happens, you should regard failure. Give it the right perspective. It's only an outcome. Failure is nothing but an outcome. and it does not even convert you into a failure. You only become a failure if you give up. Actually, failure is the price that you pay to succeed. These are the critical insights that I wanted to give to you. And then you asked me whether I have a message, a critical message that I want to give to the entrepreneurs. In line with what I've said, all that I want to say is that just be an overcomer. That's my message.
Today we are joined by Advocate Mary Bazou, an award-winning motivational speaker, trainer, and an advocate of the High Court of Lesotho here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, would you consider yourself an overcomer?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Oh, absolutely, yes, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer because I come from the most rural of the rural areas of Lesotho. It's in the mountains. And without any noticeable form of civilization, I remember during my days when I was doing my primary school, we were cramped up in one room, four classrooms in one room. That is the kind of environment that I studied in. And I sometimes talk and tell people that, you know, I'm an overcomer because, you know, the first time I saw a bus, or rather boarded a bus, I was 18 years of age. 18 years of age. And there are many things that I overcame to be where I am.
Also, Mary, any message for someone listening or watching you?
The message that I want to pass on is this. You have a seed of greatness. I have a seed of greatness. We all have a seed of greatness inside each and every one of us. What you need to do is to identify what your seed is. I have identified my seed. My seed is my calling, and my calling is to inspire and to motivate people. So your seed is waiting for you to feed it and nourish it. And how do you feed it? How do you nourish it? The starting point is to think perseverance, and then persevere. Why do I talk about thoughts? When I say think perseverance, I'm talking about thoughts. Everything on planet Earth, whether it is good, whether it is bad, it started off as a thought.
Certainly outstanding advice in every regard. Lastly, any resources that you'd like to recommend to the listeners today?
Well, naturally, I'm an author. I would love people to read my books. The first time I published a book, it was in 2009, and the title of the book is Success Fundamentals, Volume 2. And then right now, I've just published Success Fundamentals, Volume 3. The other one I won't talk about because it's written in my language. But what is critical is that I facilitate, or rather, I develop seminar and training modules. And I also get to be called at corporate events to be a guest speaker or even a keynote speaker. And I have a lot of interesting topics such as Ignite the Power in You, Think and Speak Victory, Be Unstoppable, Fix the Financial Fix, Team Building, Customer Care, and Leadership Skills. Those are the kind of topics that I deal with.
Well, Mary, it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you, and love to have you come back in the future to be with us once again. There's so much that we can learn from your message and from your experience. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about you, your books, and how can listeners be in touch as well.
My website is marybazou.com.
Again, Mary, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today. And look forward to having you back with us in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you.
Thank you so much, Eric. It will be my pleasure to talk to you again.
And it certainly would be ours as well. We have been speaking with Advocate Mary Bazou, an award-winning motivational speaker, trainer, and an advocate of the High Court of Lesotho. And for more information and for contact, simply visit MaryBazou.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.